Welcome to On Stage. This program originally aired on the Funky Boombox with Rob Seligman. Find out more about the New Master Sounds at newmastersounds.com or colorred.co. Hi, this is your host and producer, Susan Gatchett. Thank you for listening to On Stage. Let's go on stage with the New Master Sounds. Here's Rob Seligman to open the show.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, my friends. The show that never ends. This is the Funky Boombox on Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org. Thanks for finding us on your smart speaker. Thanks for tuning in online. I'm Rob Seligman. So glad you're here tonight. Tonight, we actually have people here. Let's hear them make some noise. Yes, there you go. Welcome, Studio Club members. They're so polite. It's such a jazz crowd. We're here with a band that is celebrating 20 years together, celebrating with a world tour, with a new album called Shake It that debuted at number 15 on the contemporary jazz album charts. Right now, so proud to welcome to the Funky Boombox, New Master Sounds.
Another place along the way, another world chases us. Feels like a party when we're hitting it hard. Another world when you return, but we'll figure it out and get back on track.
Long. Times have gone where we got
New Master Sounds live on the Funky Boombox from the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio at Kuvo Jazz. First of all, thank you to the Studio Club members for being there. Thank you to the band for supporting community radio. Really appreciate you guys being here tonight. And let's see if we can make our way to the, we got the microphone over there. Eddie is the guitarist. Eddie Roberts is the guitarist. Eddie, would you do me a favor and introduce the band for me, please?
All right. Yeah, so we've got Lamar Williams Jr. on vocals.
Woo!
Stood next to me. Joseph Tatton on the keyboards, on the piano. Simon Allen in the back there on the drums. Pete Shand on the bass. Jason Mingledorf, tenor saxophone. And Mike Olmos on the trumpet.
Eddie Roberts playing guitar. Congratulations on 20 years together. I'm assuming that's 20 years in a row together, consecutive years. Yeah.
Well assumed.
All right. Very well. You know, that kind of begs the question. This is for anyone, but how did the band get together? What caused it? Where were you at? What happened?
We were in Leeds in the UK. Mm-hmm. all had arrived there for various reasons. There was a very strong music school there, jazz college, and there was a very healthy kind of funk soul jazz scene happening with a lot of DJs playing to kind of club nights, really, with like 300-400 people dancing to that kind of music. And I started tailor making bands to play at those club nights, so it was all on the kind of funky end of jazz, and boogaloo and that kind of stuff. And so yeah, in 1999 we decided to put this band together to play at one of the club nights that we were running every Friday night.
Nice.
And that's how the Master Sounds was born. Well, the new Master Sounds.
Sorry. Yeah. But was there a Master Sounds?
There was a Master Sounds that me and Simon were in.
Okay.
Originally.
All right.
Yeah. And funny enough, I didn't realize that it was a West Montgomery band. I thought it was a West Montgomery album. And I was like, oh, that's a good name for a band.
Yeah. And it wasn't really a very good name for a band.
So it was a good job that we did change to the new Master Sounds, because that would have been even more confusing in the U.S.
Over 20 years, and you've toured the world, developed a huge, you know, fan following, and right now the fans are getting together on Facebook. The group is called New Master Fans, and I asked the group if they would like me to ask any questions of the band, and we got a pretty good response. I want to check in one of those questions. Dustin in Knoxville, Tennessee, had high praise for the addition of singer Lamar Williams Jr. Let's give it up for Lamar here. He writes that Lamar, this is what he writes. He wrote that he has provided one of the best voices in the live music scene, comparable with Paul Janaway of St. Paul and the Broken Bones, Lyle Davinsky of the Motet, and Susan Tedeschi. And he wants to know, and this is kind of a loaded question, does the band feel any additional pressure when performing with a singer or without a singer? And does the addition of Lamar bring them to what they feel is their highest level? I told you it was a loaded question.
I'm going to let Simon answer that.
I would. This is Simon, drummer. I would say that it takes the pressure off, if anything.
Yeah.
Because when we've been playing as an instrumental, mainly an instrumental quartet for most of those 20 years, and that means a hell of a lot of Hammond organ solos from Joe and a hell of a lot of guitar solos from Eddie.
Right.
So we still occasionally find ourselves doing the four-piece thing, although less and less now because we've really adopted Lamar,
right,
and we're going to keep him as long as he'll stay. but we really notice it when we go back to the four-piece, that these guys are just working so hard. And it's the challenge then is to keep it fresh and interesting, so we tend to do that with arrangements and jamming. But what's fun about these, the serving the song thing, is we're all getting together to make the song work.
Right.
And that's a different kind of approach.
Well, and when you're doing live, now tonight we're doing all music from the new album, Shake It, which I have here in my hand. But when you're doing a two-hour show or a 90-minute show, Lamar's going on and off stage, I imagine.
That's how it was initially.
Okay. I saw you at Central City, I guess it was, the jazz in Central City.
So that was one of the earlier shows that we did with Lamar, but we've been touring with him now for several months.
Okay.
And he's begun to integrate into the band. So now, once he's been introduced on stage, he stays on and he plays a mean tambourine and shaker.
Yeah.
and it's really adding, because I always missed the tambourine, because on a lot of our studio recordings from 20 years back, 15 years back, 10 years back, some of my favorite grooves have tambourine on the record all the way through, and it's one of the most important parts of the groove. But when it was just four of us, there was nobody to do that. And so I always felt the groove was a little bit bare.
Yeah.
And now he's filling that, and he stands next to me. And
is it possible to play a bad tambourine?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Almost all civilians can't play tambourine. It's one of the hardest instruments. I can't play it very well, and I'm a drummer.
Right.
In fact, Eddie stopped allowing me to play it on the recordings because he got better than me. But if you leave the tambourine too close to the front of the stage, there'll usually be one or two drunk women who will take it during the show and then grin at you as if like they're helping.
I want to just get this clear. Not that the band has anything against drunk women, right?
It's almost always drunk women. That's just our experience.
Okay. And they will think, I'm part of the band now.
Yeah.
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 Absolutely.
So we have to kind of keep an eye on it. I've seen Eddie sort of snatch it back off people.
and give them a scolding.
Occasionally
look.
Someone can play, and then it's a big surprise, and then we're all just so flabbergasted that we allow them to keep it. But that's not an encouragement for anyone to do this. That's one in 99 times.
An important note. Let's get back to some music. I'm assuming this song is going to be coming from this new album. Terrific, absolutely
terrific. Absolutely, yes.
Terrific album.
Love They Deserve, which is one of my favorite lyrical songs.
All right, let's get back to it. New Master Sounds on the Funky Boombox, Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org.
Each and every day, I always make my way, trying to be the best that I can be. I got everything I need. I try to do good deeds. Now so many people need to love. Oh, all the same. Oh, need the same. Oh, and surely someday all should get the love that they deserve. So many people trying, so many crying, gonna do my best by everyone. All the different people, good kinds of people, all should get the love that they deserve. Oh, and so- time, thinking back when. And I'm gonna put things right, no mistakes again.
From the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio, new master sounds on the Funky Boombox, Kuvo Jazz, KUVO.org. Let's hear it again for that horn section, because that was, man, that was on. That was on. The band is celebrating 20 years together with a new album. It's called Shake It. I'm Rob Seligman. Now, I just saw this on Twitter, and I thought I could use this in an interview. Are you familiar with Scheme Rich? I think it's Scheme Richards. He's a DJ, club DJ, pretty well renowned.
Philadelphia.
Okay, yeah, he just posted something like that, said, for creative people, it's best to study the work of not necessarily your favorite artists, but the influencers of your favorite artists. So don't look at the work of your favorite artists. Look at what influenced them, and that way we're not just copying each other. We can kind of grow from that. And with that in mind, you know, would you like to share where some of the influences are for the band?
Yeah, I mean, it's an important point. You go back to the roots of where it all came from,
yeah.
And then you're not just taking from one source. You know, it's that's how you get the depth of the music and, mm-hmm. and of the expression. How about you guys, the horn players? I think it's a good place to ask. Come on, Mikey, who are the roots for you?
Oh, man. With me, it starts with straight ahead jazz and, you know, checking out Miles Davis records, John Coltrane records,
yeah.
Big band recordings, you know, then eventually soul jazz records.
Yeah.
But and then just music in general, because it just opens up your perspective to everything
yeah.
out there. You
know? That was such a mellow trumpet. Thank you very much. That was so good. Yeah.
Similarly, our jazz, like Lester Young, but also, and Sonny Rollins is a favorite, but also like some early rock and roll sax players like Lee Allen, who played sax on all those old Little Richard records,
yeah,
New
yeah.
Orleans guys like that.
Yeah.
I love.
Yeah,
and I think it's important not to just specialize, you know, even though, I mean, I definitely specialized when I was young. The older you get, the wider your ears get, and you just start absorbing music from everywhere, and it all influences you. I mean, a prime example is Lamar, who's background. You can tell us your background, Lamar.
Yeah. So my dad was in the Allman Brothers Band,
yeah.
And I grew up in Macon, Georgia. Mm-hmm. So I grew up around a very eclectic group of musicians, from soul to the rock and roll side. It all blended together.
Yeah.
And so many of the session musicians behind the scenes, you know, they all were right there at our disposal.
Huh.
So a lot of those guys were very key for me, just finding my way. you know.
Right. And as a vocalist, I mean, you have so many ways that you could look at it. Look at the jazz vocalist, look at the soul singers, the R&B singers, the rock singers, exactly. And you can hear all of that in your vocal delivery. You hear it all. That's the wonderful thing about this band is you're kind of taking not only jazz and rock and R&B and funk, and you kind of put it all together. Just absolutely. And this record shows it off so very, very well.
And I think the interesting thing about Lamar is that he doesn't come from a kind of funk soul background. Yeah. You know, he comes from the Allman Brothers and then also kind of like more of like a hip-hop, neo-soul thing.
Nice.
You know, the oldest stuff and, you know, yeah. All those Little Richards in town and all that stuff is very influential in my own way, but I gravitated, you know, as I grew older, hip-hop was in the 90s.
So a kid of a rock star, you're a kid of a rock star. How does a kid of a rock star kind of rebel against his dad? I mean, that's what kids do is rebel. And you got like one of the coolest dads around, man.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You got me there.
Yeah. Go back to a question from that Facebook group, New Master Fans. Jonas wanted to hear from the band about some of their favorite jazz funk albums. Anything that you're currently listening to, anything that you take with you on the road that you guys are spending time listening to, any shout outs you want to give?
Pete, you got one?
Pete's a bit of a DJ.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Pete is our bass player.
The Headhunters, the classic. 1978 was it? 74 was it? Yeah, that kind of when that first came out. I'm the oldest guy in the band, by the way.
Okay.
By at least a decade. So I was getting into a lot of this stuff. I come from more like a reggae, Jamaican, Pentecostal type background.
Mm-hmm.
But the funk side of it, when records like the Headhunters came out, and I got my eyes on that, I was kind of just at home on a bass with three strings on at the age of 13, and I was just ripping off all the American funk and soul music.
Nice.
And to this day, through the band, through our exposure, I'm actually playing and recording and writing and producing, as we all are, with my heroes.
Right.
In your country, which is quite a big deal. So influences go way, way back.
And then you can catch up with them. That's
but it's all from here. It's all mostly from America, I would say.
Right.
Yeah. Pete just produced the last Bernard Purdy album.
Did you really?
And, played and produced on that.
Wow.
So it was a huge hero of ours and you know, top three drummers for us. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's get back. New Master Sounds, the Funky Boombox, Kuvo Jazz.
You down or drive you away. The very next day, felt you slipping away. You had your mama on the phone, and you won't be alone. You gotta figure this out, baby. I need you. We make a hell of a team. When I get you. Such a beautiful scene. Well, we got bills to pay, the walls to paint, filling in the gaps, trying to bring it all back. Well, the honeymoon is over, pressure's piling on, putting out the trash, no aphrodisiac. Well, let's talk about this, baby. Could be living a dream. I feed you. We're like cookies and cream. Good thing. Don't need a little word.
back at the start. Come on over here, baby. I need you. We could be living a dream.
that's now gone. Well, with every turn, I just keep moving. Both feet don't fail me now. Road keeps rolling on. Be sure to take the road that you want. Take it on. Live your life free. Don't give up. Don't give up now.
This is the Funky Boombox. We're live in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio with New Master Sounds. We're hearing songs from their new album, an album called Shake It. We're going to grab another question here from the Facebook group, New Master Fans. Brenda in North Carolina. It feels like she knows the answer to this question. She may not, but she wants other people to know. It's a question for the singer Lamar Williams Jr. Do you have any nicknames?
Oh, God.
Well, then she was in on something that we didn't know about.
Well, I do, I guess. Not many people know it, but everybody know it now, I guess. Baby Junior. That's what they used to call me when I was, you know, dad senior. They'd say, Baby Junior. Baby Junior. Saying Lamar.
They call you Baby Junior.
Yeah, that's all I got.
No. I mean, that's, you think about Brenda. Little Milton got the nickname the same way. I mean, it wasn't his size. It was his daddy was Big Milton. And they just said, well, you're Little Milton. And that he's stuck with him for the whole life. So, yes. Thank you again to the band for coming in. I know you're kind of got to be road weary right now, and you thank you for taking some time and supporting the radio station.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, we're delighted, and thank you again to
thank you.
Yeah, our Studio Club members, thank you for their support. And you got another one for us?
Yeah.
All right, outstanding. Thank you, Kuvo Jazz, the Funky Boombox.
And it felt like we were done, and it seemed we lost our way. Well, now we're coming back to. In our lovely way, I spent some time away, and I miss you every day. But I kept you close to mine in my lovely way. Sometimes I can't say what's on my mind. Words I know, they're always hard to find. But now we've made it great in so many ways. In our lovely days. In our lovely days. And it felt like we were hiding miles away. Coming back together, today is feeling right.
lovers I know, they're always hard to find. But now we made it great in so many ways in our love today.
Boombox live in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio with new master sounds. Today's broadcast engineered by Klaus Larson. Also, thank you to Susan Gadget for coordinating everything. And of course, a huge thank you to new master sounds. Thank you so much. You have one more for us?
Play it out.
All right, let's play it out. Thank you.
Executive producer Front Stage is Carlos Lando. Broadcast engineer is Klaus Larson. I'm your host and producer, Susan Gatchett.